CollingwoodToday.ca welcomes letters to the editor. They can be submitted through the website, or emailed to erica@collingwoodtoday.ca. Please include your full name, address, and phone number for verification of authorship, not publication. With COP15 winding down and as we head towards the new year, I thought I would reflect on some recent news and developments with respect to conservation, climate change, and biodiversity loss. There are examples of some recent encouraging news and examples of leadership on this front. Prime Minister Trudeau announced December 6 that Canada will provide a new contribution of $350 million to support developing countries, home to the vast majority of the world's biodiversity, to advance conservation efforts. On the same day, Quebec announces $650 million to protect 30% of its territory by 2030. On December 11, in mandate letters to his land stewardship and forestry ministers, BC Premier David Eby says he wants to double the amount of protected land in the province. On December 15, J.D. Irving Forestry Company commits 10,000 hectares of Acadian forest, shoreline to conservation. Lululemon Chip and Summer Wilson donate $100 million for conservation in September. Dompter partnered with Nature Conservancy of Canada in April to establish largest private land conservation agreement in Canadian history. 1,450 square kilometers of boreal forest. In September, Patagonia founder announces he is giving his company away in a pledge to fight climate change. Happenings like these give me hope that more and more leaders are recognizing the threats to our planet and taking action by making positive steps forward to deal with this global crisis. And then there is Ontario. In Ontario, we have very concerning developments and news releases. Major Ontario COP15 announcement? Still waiting. Ontario backtracks on Greenbelt pledge with plan to allow housing on 7,400 acres. Once you remove Greenbelt protection from 1 acre, then Greenbelt protection is meaningless. It's just a matter of time before more of the Greenbelt is developed. Conservation authorities responsible for flood management are losing their say in Ontario's land development race. The province also proposes to expedite conservation authorities' processes for selling their lands for housing development. So the proposal is to sell off conservation lands which we enjoy and benefit from for housing development. I would have thought such lands were in high flood, water risk areas. Ontario also boosted, strong mayor, powers to fast-track housing development in Toronto and Ottawa. Just over 2 months after granting the mayors of Toronto and Ottawa strong mayor powers, Ontario's Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing is proposing to make these powers even stronger, allowing mayors in these cities to pass certain bylaws with just a third of the votes on their councils. So much for democracy and the concept of majority rules. Mayors who move forward on housing matters with less than a majority vote should be ousted. The Chiefs of Ontario express their full support for First Nations leadership in their opposition to Bill 23, More Homes Built Faster Act due to its clear violation of First Nations constitutionally protected, inherent and treaty rights and its inevitable adverse environmental impacts on First Nations ancestral and traditional territories. Wow, what a slap in the face. So much for our reconciliation efforts. What is going on, Premier Ford? Doug Vartey, Oro Madant, Aunt.